What's going on, all you constant listeners out there in the multiverse? You're listening to the Earth 16 Comics Wire podcast, a podcast where all comics are celebrated. I'm your host, Brian Bird 16, and in this episode, I'm going to be giving you my commentary and my thoughts on Dwayne McDuffie's spoof pitch to Marvel Comics, Teenage Negro Ninja Thrashers. You don't want to miss this, ladies and gentlemen. What is going on, you constantlers out there in the multiverse? I hope you all are doing really awesome. It's been a while since I posted anything. I've been very busy and a little behind on some stuff, but I'm starting to catch up. So before I go into any on the updates on the Earth 16 Comics Wire, I want all of you to know my thoughts on the Ukraine, the conflict going on in the Ukraine. You know, for those of you who have been watching the news, I mean, a lot of stuff has been going on in Ukraine. Russia declared war. And it's caused a ripple effect on some things. You know, the price of fuel, you know, is slated to go up. You know, there's a lot of talk about bans and everything and, like, you know, prohibiting stuff. But I want to let all of you constant listeners know, like, you are, especially if you're, you know, if you're all over the international community or all over the world listening, just be respectful to one another. You know, that's all I ask. Tell your loved ones that you love them and treat everyone with kindness. And most importantly, be kind to yourself. If you're kind to yourself, you'll be kind to others. You know, I feel for the people in Ukraine. I also feel for the people also trapped in the Ukraine too. The ones who've been going to, you know, the foreign students going to school there, especially those from Africa as well. I feel for them. And you know, it's just times are rough, and I hope everyone gets out safe and sound, and I hope they put an end to this war, and I hope peace can, you know, the people can find a way to peace, and I hope our leaders find a resolution to peace as well. That's all I ask, you know? And like I said, just be kind to one another, love one another, you know, help someone out. Do the thing that you always wanted to do. Do that very thing that you were itching to do. Now's the time to do it. I encourage you, constant listener out there listening to this podcast, do it and be kind. And like, again, be kind to yourself, love yourself. Yours truly has to tell himself this every day. And I am so grateful to have my family support me and have those in my family, you know, remind me every day that, you know, to love myself. That's how we are in Earth 16, you know, it's loving ourselves, loving one another. And I want the same for you all. I want the same for every constant listener out there to love yourself. Because, you know, I love you guys, okay? Just letting you know right now. Bottom line. So having said all that, now I'll be doing some updates on my Substack as well, because right now I have a Substack. And I'll be putting out some updates on the podcast. And coming up on March the 25th, I'm going to be attending the Frank Miller signing at Atomic Comics in Gilbert, Arizona. Should be very fun. It'll be my first time of meeting Frank Miller. Should be very exciting. And I'm still working on the Osamu Tezuka and the Clone Saga commentaries. Again, I've been having a very busy schedule. I've been taking a lot of classes. I've been working a lot. But I'm getting around to it. And you're going to hear some great commentary coming from yours truly. And I'll also be doing some reviews for Moon Knight for the Daily Planet. I'm also going to be doing a podcast series on it as well with my buddy Brendan. So we're thinking about calling it the Moon Knight cast or the Night cast. But it should be very fun. And I'm actually reading Moon Knight right now. Actually, the very first comics of Moon Knight. And let me tell you, this is a really interesting story. And, you know, the little synopsis on Moon Knight, actually, the character of Moon Knight, his real name is Mark Spector, and he's a former mercenary who goes after a rival mercenary, but then in the result, he gets betrayed, and what happens is that he stumbles upon a Egyptian, I think it was an Egyptian archaeological dig, and he finds this attractive blonde woman, and they stumble upon, I think they also stumble upon this artifact that resembles a cowled, cloaked figure. And he suddenly goes back to life, because, you know, he initially dies, but then somehow he's brought back to life. and he takes the cloak, and that's when Moon Knight is born. And after those, after that harrowing moment, he decides to dedicate his life to helping others as Moon Knight. And Mark, the character of Mark Spector, actually takes on several identities, including one of a philanthropist, a cab driver, and also he, of course, Mark Spector himself. So he has like multiple identities, and it's just a really interesting comic. He's an interesting comic book character. You know, I mean, 10 times, you know, to me, like, you know, Batman's cool though, but a vigilante taking on several identities, it's just really interesting. And that can, that's enough to make someone, I think, in my opinion, that could ultimately make someone go crazy, which I've seen the trailer too. Maybe that's what happens to him, like, because of his multiple identities. I don't know. I mean, we'll see in the show what happens, but I'll also read more of the comics too to get an idea of like what I'm going to get myself into, or actually get an idea of like what I'm going to not get myself into. It's not that dramatic, but to get an idea of like what I'm going to see when I watch Moon Knight, which looks really awesome. And Oscar Isaac is a favorite actor of mine. I mean, I liked him as Poe Dameron in Star Wars and many others. Cool dude. So we'll be doing that. And I'm planning on doing some Twitch streams on Fridays and Saturdays, and I'll be playing some Star Wars games like Battlefront, and I'll probably be playing other games too as well. So if you're new to the podcast, don't forget to subscribe or follow me on Twitter at Earth16Podcast. My personal Twitter is Brian of Earth16, and my Instagram is Earth16Comics, and my Twitter is Brian, my personal Instagram is Brian from Earth16. And you can listen to this podcast anywhere on Spotify. I'm also on Apple, iTunes as well. And you can catch me on Google Podcasts. So you can almost catch me anywhere. So having said that, when I return, I will be giving you my commentary on Dwayne McDuffie's proposal / pitch. Mind you, it's a spoof proposal / pitch to Marvel Comics, Teenage Negro Ninja Thrashers. You don't want to go away, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back, constant listeners. Now I'm going to go straight into my commentary / monologue on Teenage Negro Ninja Thrashers. So Dwayne McDuffie starts off the pitch. He wrote this pitch in December 12th of 1989, and in the pitch, he explains that in the past year, 25% of all African-American superheroes appearing in the Marvel Universe possess skateboard-based superpowers in an attempt to remain on the cutting edge of comics. I hereby propose a new series that will fully exploit this exciting new trend. Before we get into it, here's a little background on who Dwayne McDuffie is. He was born in Detroit, Michigan on February the 20th of 1962. He was a comic book writer known for Damage Control, which was a comic published by Marvel, which devised a series to address a long overlooked but perennially nagging question: who cleans up the comic book universe after the messy battles between the forces of good and evil? Which I think is a really genius comic, and which I hope to read and probably hope to share with you one day on the podcast. He also wrote Spider-Man and Captain Marvel, and he also was behind the creation of the trading cards for Marvel Comics. He was also one of the creative geniuses behind Justice League and Ben 10 Alien Force animated series. And he was one of the founding fathers of Milestone Comics in 1993, which produced flagship characters like Icon, Hardware, Zombie, The Blood Syndicate, and Static Shock. When growing up, McDuffie later said that he encountered a few comic characters who looked like him, and he encountered fewer still who were simultaneously black, heroic, and even remotely authentic. And he was quoted saying this in a New York Times article: "You only had two types of characters available for children. You had the stupid angry brute and the he's smart but he's black characters, and they were all colored either this Hershey bar shade of brown or sickly looking gray or purple. I've never seen anyone that's gray or purple before in my life. There's no diversity and almost no accuracy among the characters of color at all." So he was a huge proponent of diversity in comics, clearly. I mean, especially with the Milestone Media creation and also with the Justice League as well, when he put added in various characters, not just Superman, Batman, and Wonder Woman, but he also added like John Stewart, the African-American Green Lantern, and Hot Girl, Vixen, and many others who are diverse, a diverse ensemble of these characters. And I love this quote about those who thought of comic book characters or comic books, as unlikely vehicles for advancing social justice. And this was also from a New York Times article. And I quote, he said, "You don't feel as real if you don't see yourself reflected in the media." McDuffie told the Chicago Sun-Times in 1993, "There's something very powerful about seeing yourself represented. So McDuffie had a bachelor's degree in English at the University of Michigan and a master's degree in physics. He also went to film school at the New York University's Tisch School of the Arts. Dude was a freaking genius. But sadly, Dwayne McDuffie passed away from complications from heart surgery on February the 21st of 2011, just a day after his 49th birthday. He was at Providence St. Joseph Medical Center in Burbank, California, and his final animated project was the animated film adaptation of Grant Morrison's comic, All-Star Superman. And McDuffie's work will always be an integral part of my childhood, especially with shows like Static Shock and the Justice League. The dude was a creative genius, and to this day is still regarded as such. And having introduced to you who Dwayne McDuffie is, Dwayne McDuffie, we're going to get into Teenage Negro Ninja Thrashers. Now, just the title is close to the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, which makes it so genius. And this is a brilliant spoof, and it just oozes McDuffie's genius and his wit. And here's the introduction to the spoof. Mind you, it's a spoof of the pitch. And I quote again, "When a group of teenage Negroes find cosmic power skateboards, their lives are forever changed. A team of distinct characters join together, swearing an oath to use their powers for good." And you know, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, you know what they use, right? As vehicles of transportation, I mean, in addition to their van that they have with April O'Neil, they use skateboards, right? Calabunga. So the ensemble of these characters in the Teenage Negro Ninja Thrashers is Rocket Racer, a black guy on a skateboard, Night Thrasher, a black guy on a skateboard, Dark Wheel, a black guy on a skateboard, and their leader, the mysterious black guy on a, wait for it, a skateboard, known only as that mysterious black guy on a skateboard. Skateboards, skateboards, skateboards. That's all it actually talks about in his pitch. And I just love how he gives them different names and describes them as a black guy on a skateboard. I think this is a way to bring home to the point that all these characters who are of African-American descent use skateboards, like the 25% of all African-American superheroes appearing in Marvel Comics possess skateboard-based abilities and being on the cutting edge of comics. It was just to have these characters follow that trend. And there are two characters on that list that are actual Marvel comic characters. And one of them is Night Thrasher, who's an uncostumed urban vigilante. His real name is Dwayne Michael Taylor, and he's sort of a Batman-like archetype of sorts. And an African-American like Batman archetype. And like Batman, he witnessed the death of his parents. However, his parents' deaths were orchestrated by the sorceress who manipulated a family of his parents to killing them. Okay. And this sorceress just erases his memory so that she can train him, Dwayne, along with the family friend. I mean, this is a very twisted origin story, ladies and gentlemen. So Night Thrasher, I think he eventually finds out what happened and then he swears vengeance. But then I didn't read the whole comic, mind you, but it's just a really twisted origin story. Interesting, but twisted. And Night Thrasher was created by writer Tom DeFalco and artist Ron Frenz. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, Night Thrasher has a skateboard. And then we have Rocket Racer, another Marvel character who, you guess it, rides a skateboard. Born Robert Farrell, Rocket Racer originally was a scientific prodigy, much like Peter Parker, Spider-Man, but he struggled financially to support his siblings, and his mother passed away. And as a result, he turned to a life of crime until he was foiled by Spider-Man several times. And after he was foiled by Spider-Man, he decided to clean up his life and turn to heroism. And he even took a high school equivalency test, and after getting a perfect score, he was given a special scholarship to Empire University. And Rocket Racer was created by Len Wein, the writer, and Ross Andrew, the penciler. And I think he also appeared one time in the 1990s Spider-Man animated series, where I think he helped out Spider-Man foil a plot or something. And, you know, his origin was slightly different in that cartoon, obviously, though, but he appeared in that series. So going back to the proposal, McDuffie said that this comic would be a surefire hit as it contains all these popular elements. And he listed them: circa 1974 clothing and hairstyles, going well into the Bronze Age here, ladies and gentlemen, which lasted like around the 1970s to 1985. And the Bronze Age, the interesting thing about it too, I read a little bit about the Bronze Age, and hopefully I can talk about that on the podcast as well. Bronze Age was a little more mature and a little more grittier. More grittier stories. More stories were told in depth. Especially, it brought along more diversity amongst, diversity in comic book characters of color, and also female comic book characters as well, or female superheroes like Storm. And, you know, it was where Hawk Girl became Hawk Woman and joined the Justice League in DC Comics. And in Marvel Comics, the Invisible Girl became the Invisible Woman and took more initiative. She became even the leader of the Fantastic Four. And this is also around the same time, too, where Watchmen, you know, comics like Watchmen, Batman, The Killing Joke, they all came out. Like, these are really serious. And, of course, The Crisis of Infinite Earths, and I think Secret Wars is around that same time as well, if I'm not mistaken. So there's that. And another thing that McDuffie lists is bizarre speech patterns are recognizable by any member of any culture on the planet. A smart white friend to help them out of the trouble they get into. So basically a Casey Jones archetype, you know, Casey Jones from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, where he's a hockey mask wearing dude and the hockey stick carrying, like, uses his hockey stick as a weapon and helps out the Ninja Turtles fight crime and keep the streets of New York clean. And, you know, the Ninja Thrashers are heroes who could be you if you are black. I mean, again, it's like the Ninja Turtles, and they're on skateboards. That's what, you know, I'm continuing off the list here. And then also he lists that the Negro Ninja Thrashers have an attractive white female to calm them down when they get too excited. And I saw a video about this topic when I was researching it. And the guy mentioned that McDuffie had to be alluding to April O'Neil, who happens to be an attractive white female. And he closes the pitch with "Face It, Pilgrim. This one's got it all. Have I made my point?" So circling back to his point where 25% of all African-American Marvel comic characters having skateboard-based abilities, like Night Thrasher and Rocket Racer. So overall, I think had this comic been really published, it would have gotten a lot of people talking. I think that Dwayne McDuffie was sending a message or a point to not just Marvel Comics, but also DC Comics and other publications, that there needs to be more diversity in comics. And I think that he was one of the pioneers behind that move to have more diversity in comics. And I think Milestone Media was also propelled that move as well. His work in the Justice League, like I mentioned before, shows that also with, having a more diverse roster in addition to the DC Trinity of Superman, Batman, and Wonder Woman, you have, like I mentioned, the African-American Green Lantern, John Stewart, Hawk Girl, several other of these diverse characters later appear on, like, Vixen, Long Shadow, Mr. Terrific, among others. And like I said, he was an integral part of my childhood. And in others in my generation, and especially as a Black man, you know, I admire that. So now, you know, closing off with that, that's going to do it for this week's episode of the Earth 6 and Comics Wire. I know it's very short though, but I've been really busy, and I hope to do some more episodes in the future. I hope to have more guests in the future. And so please don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Earth16Podcast and my personal Twitter at Brian of Earth16. You can also follow me on Instagram at Earth16Comics and at Brian of Earth16. Thank you so much, everyone, for listening to this episode. And as I always say, stay ever so awesome. This is Brian of Earth16. Dwayne McDuffie, you'll always be an amazing part of my childhood and also an amazing creator. This is Brian of Earth16 signing out.